That's all I want to talk about today.
How eager are you to get back, you know, a week from Sunday you're going to play? How eager are you to get going there?
I'm excited, man. I haven't been on the field in a while.
Is the hand back to 100%?
Yep, we're good. Had x-rays and stuff.
So this week, are you catching balls and doing everything? Or?
Yeah.
Pretty much?
Been catching balls. When was it? 2 days ago, Monday, did individual, felt good. You know, getting back in the groove of throwing with the quarterbacks.
I don't think we talked to you since it happened. Just what was it like dealing with it again for the second straight year, having to sit out a bunch of time?
It's tough, you know, but I can't even do nothing about it. Moving past it, you know what I mean? And I'm just excited, you know, to get back on the field where I can help, you know, us try to get a win.
How difficult has it been, though, to watch the last 7 weeks, and you can really see that your presence on the field is missed?
You know, it's tough, but my job, you know, one of my jobs is keep the guys, I look at myself as a leader, keep the guys, you know, going, keep them confident, and, you know, I felt like I have done a good job, and, you know, I'm proud of the guys who stepped in and given it their all, you know what I mean, trying to make a big impact to help us win.
You were reintroduced to Josh Gordon last training camp when he was here, and now he's back. So what are your thoughts?
He said introduced. I've been knowing Josh Gordon since Baylor.
I meant reunited.
Okay, there you go. It's cool, you know, to see such a great guy, you know, back in the locker room, you know, got his life together, and, you know, ready to move past all the stuff.
What do you think of how open he's been about all his problems leading up to his return?
You know, that's on him. That's on Josh. You know, he felt that he needs to, you know, express and tell the world, you know, the way he's feeling and stuff and what happened, you know. So people are so quick to judge you, you know. And he's, you know what I mean, he just decided to let everybody know, you know. You know, I got help. I did what I need to do. Now I'm back ready to play football. And I'm pretty sure he want to leave that as that and move forward.
Corey, when he does get on the field, December 3rd is the first game he can play. What are your expectations for him? He hasn't played in 3 years.
I'm excited for him because I know what he can do. And, you know, I know he's super excited just to, you know, get back in the rhythm to play the game, you know, that he loves and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm not going to be shocked because I know, man, the dude's really talented and really good.
So nothing would surprise you that he does on the field once he gets there?
No, I know he's great talent, great athlete, and great football player, great receiver. You know, stat speaks for itself.
What kind of an impact do you think you can have when you come back?
I knew what you said.
What kind of an impact do you think you can have when you come back?
I think it's big, tremendous to get me back and then, you know, get Josh Gordon back, having us both on the field. I think it's going to help this football team out a lot.
What went down in Houston? What happened there?
I don't want to talk about that. That's in the past. I'm going to leave it that.
I mean, when you talk about being a leader and all that, I mean, do you want to address that? Is it to clear it up or whatever?
Right, but I could address it, but I'm just going to leave it. You know, it's just dead.
Or how did you stay positive with the hand 2 years in a row? It seems like such a downer.
Really just blocking a lot of, you know, negativity out that you see from, you know, people and stuff. Talking to my mom, staying close to the man upstairs. You know, really just surrounding myself around positive people.
You feel like you have a lot of proof because your seasons have been cut short.
Right. I'm just, you know, praying and, you know, just trying to stay away from the injury bug, you know, and just really show what I can do in a full season, you know.
It happened when you came down on that one playing in Baltimore. Where
right.
You get the legs taken off.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because it was previously broken that led it to be broken again?
I have no clue. I'm not a doctor.
They did say at the time it was a different bone, I guess.
Right. I'm not a doctor, man. I don't know.